story. Music.
Welcome to Mandatory Music. This is episode 4. We are going to be talking about Metallica's melancholy song, one of the most melancholy songs I've ever written, My Friend of Misery. This is Mike's pick, so I'll let Mike start off with it.
Yeah. Okay. So My Friend of Misery, track 11 off of the seminal Black Album, released August 12th, 1991, all them years ago. Obviously, this song wasn't a single. It wasn't one of the big, you know, the big five songs. You got Inner Sandman, Zeb and True, Unforgiven, Wherever May Roam, and Nothing Else Matters. So all those other beautiful songs on the album kind of get a little shoved to the side. And you know, this seems like a very personal song to maybe more than one band member, I'm assuming, because if you just go outside of the lyrics and just take the music, this was Jason's baby. Sort of his contribution to this record. And I think it's one of the most beautiful bass lines sort of in any sort of Metallica bass heavy song. Make sure Orion is on a planet all its own. You know, Cliff is forever on that pedestal of the bass gods, but Jason really put his foot in the ground and said, "Hey, I'm good too, and I can really play."
I just want to highlight one thing when we're specifically talking about the bass line there. It's basically a two chord bass line, and it echoes Anesthesia pretty much because it's the same style, and it's almost like an homage to Cliff Burton in a sense. So, it's definitely a deep cut on a B-side song. Like, I don't think they've ever played the song on the radio. They don't really play it live. They did play it kind of during the Black Album tour.
No, they didn't. They never played it till 2012.
No, but Jason used it as the intro for all of his bass lines, for bass solos. So
that's as much as the song got, which is a real shame, because maybe later I'll post some on Facebook. I'll put up some videos of them playing it live fairly recent in the last 5 years. It's an amazing song live. It's so cool because there's a lot of crowd participation and stuff.
Yeah.
But you say this was an homage to Cliff Burton. I'm reading verse number 2 right now. And as soon as you said that, I was like, like the light bulb sort of went off in my head, because I'll read the verse.
Sure.
You still stood there screaming, no one caring about these words you tell. My friend, before your voice is gone, one man's fun is another's hell. So like even the first 3 lines, you could really think of the bus accident and them, James being, you know, on the side of the highway, just screaming Cliff's name, and just,
Again, Metallica lyrics are multi-layered.
Absolutely.
They definitely speak out to a lot of different tones and qualities in their music. So it is interesting. So, I want to be careful what I say because I don't want to get Mike angry.
Is this, honestly, I'm just going to put this out there. Since I've become a Metallica fan, you know, 30 whatever years ago, this has always been in my like top 3 of songs. I've loved this song this is like the first CD I ever bought. And I zoomed right in. I saw Jason Newsted's songwriting credit. I went right to song track 11. I'm like, whoa, there's bass. And it just blew me away. So careful where you tread, young man.
I love the song.
Okay.
However, I think they missed a golden opportunity with this song.
Okay.
Because it was originally supposed to be an instrumental.
Yes.
And I believe from my research, this is just Google telling me, Bob Rock said, well, if we're trying to make the Black Album, we can't have an instrumental on the album.
Yeah.
And I feel like they missed an opportunity to carry on the legacy of Orion, Call of Cthulhu, Orion, To Live to Die, because it would have fit. And it's almost like, and I want to be really careful because I feel like there's so many wonderful moments in this song, except for the chorus. I feel like the chorus is like a weird part, kind of. It doesn't fit. But having said that, You can't just make the whole song be melancholy and sad because then it's too depressing.
No.
So the switch in the chorus kind of gives you a break from that tone of melancholy. So I'm not sure what else they could have done with it, you know? And I think because they put lyrics in, I think that's why the chorus is the way it is, because they had to switch it somehow to make it chorusy. Do you know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. Because
So,
if you want, I can play you some of Jason's demo if you like. Okay,
sure,
hang
yeah.
on. Let's play a little bit of that. And so it's just about to start playing. Here we go. So obviously, there's some subtle differences at the final product, but you know, the bones of the riff are there, and
It's
this
definitely
couldn't get
melancholy.
it couldn't get any more melancholy than what it is. This like makes you want to sit in a dark room and cry. Like it's haunting. And maybe he's channeling Cliff here because he was a huge Cliff fan.
Yeah, he was. He knew
Yep,
all of his parts.
right,
He
knew
auditioned for the
everything.
band and nailed every single thing that they
Yep,
ever done.
absolutely. But you can hear he's got a second bass going on, and it's the guitar line. It's the guitar riff over top of the den, which I picked that up today, and I'm like, oh, so he wrote that too. And I'm like, good for him. I'm like, they took two parts of this, and that's what the beauty of what Metallica does. I'm gonna keep talking over it because
Yeah, that's
just
fine.
is they can take a piece of something, and they can nurture it and grow it into this. I know you got issues with the chorus and stuff, but and now here's the part. Okay, if this is going to stay instrumental, and they kept this, I'm all over the place.
I just think they
Because
had
you're
this.
right, the chorus is like this explosion,
It
and the
doesn't
rest of the
fit
song is
where this
just so
song
sudden,
wants to go, I don't think. I
right?
think they kind of like, maybe it's because they didn't want Jason making this epic long instrumental, because they are the ones that make the epic long instrumentals.
Yeah, and I did read somewhere that that was one of the reasons why this song was not going to be an instrumental, because it was still a little fresh. It was only 4 years on from losing Cliff, and now we got this new guy coming in, bringing in this masterful 4 minute bass solo, which I'm not going to play the whole thing, but yeah,
Like
we get the
I will reference another song right
sure.
now, and it'll make you think in a different way.
Okay.
This could have been Inamorata on the Black Album.
Oh, 100%.
Like, it has this feeling of going to a certain place, and then it feels like it swerves from that place to make it more into like a verse chorus type song.
Yeah. Oh,
'Cause
100%.
yeah,
That's
so not
huge.
taken away from the song at all, 'cause I still love the song. I still think it's a phenomenal deep cut song on Metallica. It's a fantastic song. A lot of the guitar work is great. And again, I don't know what else you could have done with it in the chorus, because it does make sense that they have to kind of break up the sadness and the melancholy of it, and kind of give you a little bit of an emotional break, or you're just gonna wallow in sorrow the whole time you listen to the
Right.
song. So,
And I don't think maybe now that I'm thinking about it, if it stayed that one sort of constant, it wouldn't have that impact on me personally, that since I was 14 years old, like this, even with my son, this song is, he loves the song, and he plays it all the time, and it's like, it's in his, I can pull up his playlist. Like it's just, it's there, and
Well,
it's,
okay.
yeah.
I'll put it to you in another way,
Sure.
in more of a technical standpoint here. So the bass line, the beginning of it, and most of the riffs are very drony. It plays on a drone note, and it's very arpeggiated. And then when you get to the chorus, it's very chromatic. It's all like chromatic notes and stuff like that.
Yeah,
So
it's
it
a.
feels like those two patterns aren't supposed to work, but
I don't.
you know.
Yeah, yeah. I don't. I. You're the trained one, not me. But you're right. I think
Because
it's
if
you're
you look
going
at
in
the
this.
tab, yeah, it's so chromatic in there, right? So
And even like the den, that part, same thing. And then the chorus is like full on late 80s, like sort of glam rock, and you're like,
I
gang
was just
vocals
wanted
and.
more of that, like Dana, Dana, like
Yeah.
where they could have grown that with like the drums and bass. And so, but it's nonetheless, it's still a phenomenal song. I feel like I'm slagging on the song, and I don't mean to
No.
at all, but
Do you Well, obviously they put a lot of their eggs in a couple of
Yeah.
baskets for this record, right? So like, Sandman and Nothing Else Matters and Unforgiven are like the three monsters.
Do you think this was like a throwaway song that they just kind of like put together to fit on the album, or?
Well, it obviously didn't get the love
Yeah.
that,
Actually, I can't really say that because it took him, what, a year and a half to write this album? A
Yeah,
year. So
basically, like the
nothing on
first
this album is a
demos,
throwaway song.
right?
What
Like the
is
first
taking so much
demos were
time?
recorded in July of 1990, and then the album came out in August of 91. So yeah, and they've been
Yeah.
working on it probably since the beginning of, because they were done touring. The Seattle show 89 was one of the last, so
Yeah.
they had the last tail end of 89, and then so they yeah.
It's funny too, though, because the two guitar solos in it echo exactly my point. Because the first guitar solo is a completely different mood, and then the second one, the whammy bar comes in, the wah pedal comes in, the standard pentatonic licks, little
Gee,
licks.
who played what solo? Gee, I
But just,
wonder, right?
well, it is what
God
it is.
hands with the feel, and then the other one, he's got feel, but he played at that time really fast, and
Yeah.
it was a little bit, yeah, it's just, see, now you're making me think, and you're not ruining the song for me anyway. It's all the other parts, like that middle section, the beginning, all that stuff. I just love it so much. Like the solo, I could always just take it or leave it
Yeah,
anyway.
like I was listening to the song so much today, and I was just thinking of like what it could have been if they just decided to go down this Outlaw Torn Fixer Cthulhu. I mean, I know Outlaw Torn Fixer have a ton of lyrics in it, but like went that route with it instead of making it into like a just a standard verse chorus type song, right?
But
Because it's, but I mean, nonetheless, though, it's still a phenomenal song.
So let's just, okay, I'm going to throw a scenario out to you and you
Sure.
tell me what you think. So, okay, so say they didn't release the song in 91. They saved it. They shelved it for the next record. Attitudes change,
Yeah.
musical styles of how they play changes. The solos change dramatically 5 years later.
Yeah,
They are
that's true.
much more sort of
Yeah.
the feely type solos, less is more, the David Gilmour style of a solo. Do you think maybe that mentality, if you put that into this song, it would have made the song that you've been talking about, this
Maybe.
melancholy, right?
Maybe. I
Because
mean, I
less, a
get a
lot of
lot of
times.
feeling of like a Reload song. This was like that. If this was on Load or Reload, nobody would even think this was like it would fit. It would fit those two albums. And maybe
100%.
it's because the rest of the album is so different than the song, I guess. Because
Yeah.
it, you know.
Because you're right. It doesn't fit the 12 song mold on Black Album.
Yeah. But that's a good thing, though. I think it's good for the album, too, because it breaks up
You
the
can't write 12
same
of the
fast
same,
songs.
right? Make sure they had a couple of, and they had a couple other ones, the obvious ones.
Yeah.
Like when you said throwaway song, there is one.
The
And I
Wolf of
remember you
Man.
played the solo when we were children.
Oh,
Well, I
God.
was at your house. You could play the solo. It was the struggle with it, and that song
Oh.
can just go away. Just bye bye now, bye bye. That's a song I
Yeah.
didn't put any time into. That was just like, okay, let's just do
We got about
it.
7.5 minutes left to record. Let's just find
Right,
something and put it
yeah,
in there.
just okay. We got these junk riffs over here. We'll just paste it
Yeah.
together and play it. But yeah, this song, it just. But yeah,
It's
there's the.
good.
But the. I wish there was a version. Well, there is some versions on the deluxe box set that is instrumental only, but it's this song though. It's in the form. It has the same chorus. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
It would
I
have been neat.
just, I know you mentioned it before, we mentioned it before, but I really do think that, like, in kind of a way, Jason was kind of handcuffed with what they wanted the song to be, because I honestly believe he envisioned a different song. But what is he supposed to say? He's only been in the band for a hot minute. And then, Metallica's like, this is the route we're going, and he's just happy to play on a album that they actually hear bass on.
Yeah. So I'm going to share more of the song. I'm going to skip
Sure.
to the actual song, and we are going to listen to the middle part breakdown, and then we can just talk about,
Sure.
the volume swells and all that.
Oh, that's such a good part.
Like, it's just, let me just
Yeah.
turn this up just a bit. And that's not even with the volume pedal. That's straight up using your volume knob on your guitar. It's just so cool, man.
Like, doesn't that give you Inamorata vibes?
Yeah, it's so, it gives me goosebumps. I've heard the song 58,000 times, and it's still.
Everything is synergistic. Like, all the guitar parts, bass, drums are all focused on one thing, right? So it's like they're
And
going on this journey.
yes, and if this was going to be the instrumental that it should have been, and this would have carried on probably for a few more minutes, and then they would have brought this solo. This is Jin Tetsu, and
It's a great solo, by the
oh
way.
my God, it's
All
so
the feels.
cool. Yeah, it's all about the feel, man. And I'll turn it off when he's done and just for a bit. I'm vibing with it. I'm loving it. And for a guy who said he couldn't play solos, this is
Oh, he can
pretty.
play solos. He can't play Kirk Hammett solos or Davey Staines solos, but
He can play solos. This is pretty good. I think this is pretty good.
Would you just play it a little longer?
What?
Just play it a little longer.
Did I?
Just keep playing it.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah. And then this is the weird breakdown.
It's the, well, I
Like,
got
there's
no
nothing
idea.
wrong with a solo, but it's just like it doesn't seem to fit the tonality of where it wants to go. That's just my opinion.
No, what? It's a complete mood shift, right? It's a complete mood shift. It's
Yeah, but
going
maybe
from
you do
this.
need that. Maybe you do need that. I don't know.
I don't
I'm
know.
not the writer of the song. I didn't know what they were
Well,
thinking when they wrote it,
if
so.
well, maybe if you think, let's say "To Live Is to Die," you got the real tender stuff in the middle. Same idea, right? Some beautiful soloing by Hetfield, and then, but it's different in that song because there's more. That's the bad. That song's a bad example because there's so much emotion in that song anyway. No
Dude,
matter
that
what they
middle clean
play.
part of that song is like so full of emotion.
Oh my God, it's yeah, and it's so sad. It's just so sad.
Yeah. I mean, they wrote that specifically about Cliff Burton.
Right,
So, you know.
and yeah,
But yeah, this is one of the three songs that Jason Newsted is pretty much championed
right.
with writing for Metallica. So,
Well,
you
and
know,
there's
I am happy though that they did give him this spot on the bass solo for this song throughout the
yes,
Black Tour and whatnot. So that I'm happy with. So
yeah, oh, absolutely.
he deserves that.
Well, 100% he deserved it, and I think he'd split time on the Black Album tour playing the My Friend in Misery, and he'd also play the middle part of Orion sometimes too, which I think it was on the 92 VHS of the San Diego show. I think, if I remember right, I think I wore those tapes out when I got it way back in the day. He played, yeah, and then the other two would come out and play the harmony part, which. Orion, I'm sure we're going to get to Orion before season one's over because I think pretty sure it's on my list. It's going to be interesting to do a song with no lyrics, but
Yeah, so I just want to read this because I was
sure.
researching it earlier. It's just a couple of paragraphs, but this is a guy writing an article, and the title is like, "Why the Instrumental Idea Was Denied." Bob Rock may have suggested adding the vocals. The premise could be, we're making a record to break the charts, and people don't get songs without singing. Even though guys like Joe Satriani and Steve Vai were on fire back then, and other Metallica albums did well with such stuff. Anyway, no one really opposed the decision to put lyrics in. Jason could, but who would have cared anyways? Or maybe they just couldn't make the instrumental click. They may have felt the material that they had for the song would have fallen short to follow in the lines of Orion and Cthulhu, and it was probably just easier to get James to write lyrics and sing them instead of putting extra effort to have instrumentals jacked. Schedule was tight as it is. You got to give up on something. So,
Interesting.
you know,
Well,
so
again, time, right?
yeah.
They didn't have the time to put into that song, which it deserved more time. But I've got a quote from James Hetfield in 2012 when they were on the 20th anniversary tour of the Black Album, because they were playing the song live in 2012, the whole thing, and I'll put a video up on Facebook another time. He says the song was originally an instrumental. I don't know how or why. I just started adding vocals to it and brought it to another level. That twin solo-y thing is pretty cool. Kirk and I are pulling that off pretty good because they would that solo is it's actually it's like a harmonized solo and they play their harmony parts live.
I love harmony guitars.
Right? Those are the solos that I'm able to contribute. some of those non-fast solos, more melodic with crazy harmonies. And that's what I like doing. So that's James's sort of righted.
They're his opinion
Whether
on the
it,
situation.
but I want to pick up on one thing you said about Bob saying, we're trying to break the charts. Okay, but you've got 11 other songs with vocals, right? Let them do their thing for 7 minutes. It's on 7 minutes out of 60 or however long the record is, 62, who cares?
There is also a different opinion of it too. So
Okay.
as I read the article, the instrumental for the most part died with Cliff Burton.
Yeah.
I mean, they did one with Suicide and Redemption on the Death Magnetic album, but there was
I don't.
none on the Black
Yeah.
album. There was none on Load, none on Reload,
Saint Anger.
none on Saint Anger,
No.
none on the last two albums.
No.
So
Maybe,
that
right?
could be
Like,
like, well, we can't do them because that was Cliff's thing. So
yeah.
that may be more of a factor than anything else, I would
Probably.
speculate,
Yeah.
to honor his memory. Because I mean, Cliff Burton also wrote "To Live to Die," right? He was instrumental in that song
Sure.
too. I don't know how much of the music for that song he wrote, but the poem that
The
he wrote
poem,
is used in the song.
I think he wrote. Okay, I'm probably going to get this wrong. I think it was either the main riff, like sort of that would be the verse riff, or it was the part of the chorus that he wrote. And then they just sort of piled on. And then Jason
Maybe.
wrote, because on the actual recording of the song, there's a beautiful bass like solo in the middle and underneath all those chords, like the A minor, I think A minor C and G that James is playing. He's finger picking it there, but you can't hear it because that's Injustice for All. And it's not there, but there is some beautiful bass work in there that like three people have ever heard. And whatever,
I do
but
have
no,
a
that's good.
question. I do have a
Sure,
question, though. Oh, sorry, what
yeah.
was your comment? Go you.
I was gonna say that's a. I think the fact that that when Cliff passed, they really didn't do any more until Death Magnetic, which was a forced throwback record, because the Rick
Yeah,
Rubin thing. Hey,
that's true. Rick
let's
Rubin
make an
goes, go
album like
back to your
Master.
roots.
Yeah, let's go back to our roots. So they probably felt, well, we have to put one in. And Suicide and Redemption isn't all that good. Like it's very chopped
No.
up. It's like, hey, we got these eight riffs. We're just gonna here.
Put him
Let's
into
just.
a blender and just see what comes
And
out.
spit it out and here, cool, we got an instrumental, awesome, and then it's
Cool.
done. Like that's what it feels like to me. Anyways, your question.
I don't remember.
Oh man, I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. Has I what so they only played this obviously when the Black Album came out as the bass solo, and then in the 20-year anniversary they played it. But does Rob play this? Like,
Yes.
has Rob ever played this live? I don't remember them ever playing this live since Rob joined the band. Other than the reunion, the 20-year Black Album
They
tour.
played it. Oh God, hold on.
Have they played it
We need.
recently?
I think it was 2019, but let me just Google really quickly. This is a professional show we're doing here.
We can edit this
I'm
out
doing this
later, but we
on the
won't.
fly. My typing skills are not that great
I would be down
anymore.
if they played this actually in Edmonton when we go.
Oh dude,
That would be so good.
there's a handful of songs like I keep telling my son I would poop my
Well,
pants.
I know one in particular, which we'll do later on in our
We
episodes.
will. Okay, so there's a couple. Okay, My Friend in Misery has been played 21 times by Metallica.
That's not a lot.
And the last time they played it 3 times in 2021.
Okay, so that's recent.
We played it in November, A Welcome to Rockville, and in October, and Aftershock in September, and Louder Than Life.
So not on
And
any of their tours. They played them on like festivals.
festivals, yeah.
Okay.
I watched a video. It was another festival setting, and I don't understand because why they don't play it, because it's a song that James gets the crowd going for like 5 minutes of like the volume swells. He gets one side to do the low part, and then he gets the other side to do the higher part, and they make them switch, and then they end up doing it with him. It's so cool. And I just, because crowd participation at a concert, it's the greatest thing when, they're getting you, wanting you to sing and do all that stuff. And they just, this is the perfect song for that. But yeah, 21 times. That's
Also,
it.
it's Jason's song too. right? And so, do they play Jason's song? Because he left the band, man. He
He
left
quit the band.
the
He quit the fucking band.
band. He left the
Fuck.
band, man.
FOCK. I didn't
I
actually
saw
say
that
the
meme today on TikTok, or
F.
yesterday on TikTok, because I was like
Yeah.
scrolling through and I saw the Metallica one where Lars is
Yeah.
like, he left the fucking band, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean to swear, Rob. I
Oh, geez.
edited
Now I
that
have to go to where we at
out.
here for time. Oh,
Oh,
God. I got to
geez.
find it. It doesn't matter. I'll find it. I have to, okay. Whoa. We're getting deep. We're getting long
Yeah.
here. Well, not really. That's okay. It doesn't matter. But yeah, 2021. So it, yeah, that's definitely something that would be on my hit list
Yeah.
of songs that I would. I'm hoping. Okay, I'll sort of close it. Maybe I think we're coming to the end anyway. We'll sort of close my part with this. When we go see them this year,
Yes.
this might be the last time,
That's a good argument to be made. It could be their last
right?
tour. Yeah.
They might do one more record after this and one more tour. Maybe we'll
I think
see.
they have another record in them.
I think they do too.
Yeah.
And I hope it's not like a let's do a Rick Rubin throwback style. Let's just put out our best stuff and go out on top.
Dude, what if they just totally do a different genre style record
I would be so happy.
where they're like, let's just do the stuff that we were never told what we could do for our
Right?
last record and just
We're
go, who cares?
going outlaw country for a whole record. I would be
Well, I don't know about
I'd be so in.
that,
Or
but
you can say James Hetfield solo record, but he's always said this, the Metallica songs for my solo work because I write them all. So he gets to
yeah,
do whatever he wants. Why make a solo record?
that's true.
Okay, so when we see them, I know what they played last year. It was the 30 songs in the two shows. I'm hoping there's some changes.
You have to admit, you have to hope that they're going to change some things.
You know, like I'd like to see some of the newer songs get swapped out with some of the other newer songs they haven't played yet. Like I'd like
Well,
to.
they're going to get bored of playing, not bored, I shouldn't say, but they're going to get comfortable playing the same songs for a year, right? So when they come this summer, which will have been what, a year and a half after the, it would have been a year and a couple months after the album dropped, you have to think that they're probably, they don't learn all of the songs on the new album for the tour right away. They probably pick a handful of songs and then go, okay, well, we'll learn these songs as we go. And they'll probably put in other songs that they're rehearsing and go, okay, now
I hope
we
so.
can debut this song.
I hope so.
So
'Cause obviously I love Inamorata. That's, it's,
they'll play
you
it.
know, sure.
They'll play it, Mike.
I'm not holding my breath, but
I
the one thing is
believe.
we're like the second or third last date of the tour. And
So they'll be well seasoned.
they'll be well seasoned, and I think maybe they'll be more willing to throw in an outlier like Inamorata. But I'd also love to hear Crown of Barbed Wire. I
Yeah.
love that song. That song is so cool. But Chasing Light, I'm good. They don't need to play Chasing Light.
I'll be okay if they don't do
Yeah, I think I yeah,
that.
I'm not gonna lose any sleep. And if they played Room of Mirrors, I'd be very happy to play Room of Mirrors. I think that song is highly underrated. That song is so good.
Dude, the end of that song is like some of the best work they've ever done.
Right?
That harmonizing guitar stuff, I
Yeah,
love that
I was
sub
just going to
part.
say it's like a
Yeah.
it's not a throwback. It's a
Yeah.
flex on what we can still do. It's
Yeah.
just it's there. It's still all in there. Again, another track 11. Funny how that
So,
works.
okay, so the last time they played this song, My Friend from Misery, was 2021. Is that
Yes, sir.
correct?
Yes, sir.
And you're not allowed to look at track listings
I am
anymore
not.
moving
I
forward.
will no, I think they go back on tour in May, and I am gonna look at absolutely nothing.
Attaboy.
I did it for when we went to Iron Maiden, and I was quite happy with what they played. So
It's exciting when you don't know what songs are coming, right?
100%. Yeah, and
But I do also understand the other side of it where you want to see what they're playing. Like I
So I
get
don't
that
get
other
my
side
hopes
of
up
it.
for songs that like they've been playing the instrument Orion
Yeah.
and Call of Cthulhu the first leg of the tour. I hope they don't cut those out
Hey,
because
man.
Orion's like on my bucket list and I've
I know
never
some
seen
people
it.
that read like the last couple chapters of a book and then go start the book because
Well,
they want to see how it ends first before they start
right?
the book. And if it's something they're like, okay, this is a good ending, I'll start the book. And
That's interesting.
then they can piece together how it gets there as they're going. So it's a different way of reading a book because usually when you read a book, you go in completely blind. You have no idea where the story's going. But if you
Yeah.
know where the story's ending up, you can
Oh,
pick
that's
up all the
cool.
foreshadowing. So
Yeah.
I don't personally like doing it that way, but it's an interesting idea. Because you know where it's ending. So then you're like, oh, I know where this is going. And then you're like a, you know, you can pick up foreshadowings, like I just said, foreshadowing and stuff like
That's
that.
really cool because
So,
unless you're reading a Stephen King book and the endings are all kind
well,
of
you don't care about the
mostly
ending for those.
meh for the most part, it's all about the journey, not the destination.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't recommend that with him, but I should find a book that's not very long and just
Choose your own adventure.
right? Well,
Well,
kind
I
of.
died. Okay, let's see how I
Yeah, well, God, now I gotta see how he died. So this is perfect.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
So,
Yeah.
what is your final rating for the song then, out of 10, if we're going to stay
Okay.
consistent with what we did last time?
Yes, we will stay consistent. I gave Four Horsemen 7.5. I've been such a homer for this song for so long, and it shakes me to the core every time I hear it, you know, wasted solo or not. I gotta say, I'm gonna go on the real high end here. It's gonna be like 9.5.
Oh my God. I'm going to
Right?
go with a 7.5.
Yeah. See,
Yeah.
we've flipped from last
And I'm
week.
not just doing that to meme. Like, I really am
No,
not
not for
just doing
me.
that to meme from last week, but yeah. So,
No,
but
fine.
that's the different styles of what we like.
Yes,
It's hilarious how
absolutely.
we love the same band to the death, to like we're such homers for the band, but we like different material from the band.
True.
It's so
You know, it's
funny.
funny. I heard I put on I was just doing stuff and Damage Incorporated came on. And I haven't listened to that song
That's a
in a,
good
it's
song.
oh man, it's been a hot minute and holy doodles, that's a good
Yeah.
song.
That's one of the
Anyway.
fastest songs they've ever recorded.
Oof, man, it's
Yeah.
amazing. And Cliff's like bass thing in the beginning. It's just like, oh crap. What
What
if
if?
they, you know, they didn't get on that bus or someone else pulled the ace of spades? So
Yeah.
they can so because I think it was Kirk's bunk, and then they did the whoever pulled the highest card gets the top bunk, and then Cliff pulled the
It was
ace,
like
and
an
then
ace or something, or I
so
don't
yeah,
know.
I think it was the ace of spades, literally.
Yeah, and he's like,
And
well, I gotta get it now because
yeah,
I
basically
pulled
middle
Motor
fingers up,
Breath's
like yeah,
song. Yeah.
we will.
Yeah,
It's
so
my bunk anyways. So
we won't tell you what the song next week is, but it's arguably their
ooh.
greatest song ever written by Metallica.
Okay.
So
Yeah, it's gonna be a good one. We got it.
arguably.
Yeah, I want to do some heavy research on this and make sure I
And
know all my
yeah,
stuff and get my
next
chops
week's
done.
gonna be a good one.
It's gonna be a gooder. So
I
yeah,
mean, I
so.
say that about every week that we do one. Next week is going to be a good one, but they're all going to be good ones. So,
Well, I think next week is gonna be better than this week, and this week has been better than last week. Every
yeah, we're
week,
just getting better.
we're only four in, and we're only gonna get better. So we appreciate the people that have listened and downloaded so far. We are eternally grateful.
Yes, we are.
We'll see, and we want to make this the best we possibly can. So we're going to keep doing it until we're blue in the face.
Yep.
And if you know, it's that's what we're going to do, and we're going to become professionals at some point.
And we are starting our content creation journey with you
Soon.
guys. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah. So with all that said, good night, everybody.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.